Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yeah, man, I remember that fire in Denton, Montana. Remember that fire that destroyed much of Denton, Montana, in north central Montana? I was reading this report here from Tom Bridge with the Helena IR. Northwestern monitoring Thursday's weather for possible rare power shutoff. And Tom Bridge was referring to prior reporting from the Billings Gazette, how Northwestern Energy has already been facing litigation for that 2021 fire that destroyed much of Denton, Montana. Known as the West Wind Fire, the blaze that raced through the area November 30th, 2021, occurred during high winds and extremely dry conditions. For those of you just joining us, we had a couple of great questions in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. A listener in Boulder last night was wondering, hey, what's up with this public safety power outage that Northwestern Energy is talking about? Well, we've got the story on our Montana Talks website, thanks to our friend Michael Foth. Northwestern Energy could shut down electric lines in Montana tomorrow, Thursday. According to Northwestern Energy, they're closely monitoring weather conditions, which are currently hot, dry, and windy across much of the state for what we're going to be looking at. If extreme weather conditions threaten our ability to safely operate the electrical grid, we will turn off power to help protect public safety. As we heard here on Montana Talks earlier this week from the National Weather Service, a cold front is expected to push into Montana on Thursday with strong winds, low humidity, and scattered thunderstorms possible. Those conditions create an extreme fire danger, and Northwestern Energy wants to prevent a power line spark from starting a fire. So that's why they're looking at potentially shutting off electricity in parts of the state. So now, of course, if that happens, you'll get a taste of John Tester and Kamala Harris's Green New Deal and what it's like living without electricity for a little while. Just remember, if you keep voting for John Tester and Kamala Harris, you're going to be out without electricity for a long time in the years to come. Areas that could potentially lose power if they implement this public safety power shutoff plan, it will most likely be in fire-prone areas around Butte, Helena, Great Falls, and Bozeman. The company notes that if or when the shutoff plan is activated, affected customers will receive multiple notifications via phone and or email. So there you go. And full story on our Montana Talks website right now. Another question that we had, Linda in Billings called in and she said, hey, heads up, veterans. Hey, heads up, people, Social Security. Let me just read this headline real quick here. From the Military Times, VA warns Congress that benefits payments are at risk due to projected $15 billion budget shortfall. A $15 billion shortfall. Thanks, John Tester.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. I was in a car returning to Washington from Richmond, Virginia, from a funeral when I learned about the attempted assassination of former President Trump. I was in a car heading to a wedding on Long Island when I learned about the attempted assassination of former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in 2012. I was on an elliptical machine at a gym in Alexandria, Virginia, when I learned about the attempted assassination of House Majority Leader Steve Scalise in 2017. I was at home after school in the sixth grade when I learned about the attempted assassination of former President Reagan in 1981. I didn't realize after the Reagan shooting that reporting on these incidents would become a normal part of my job. Perhaps that's why I've dug deep into the recesses of my memory to recall nuggets of information from each of these episodes. I've experienced, listened, and watched many of these scenes before, even covered or been a part of these moments in person. There's a common denominator in all of them. They are familiar to me. They've been familiar to me, in fact, now for decades. They're utter chaos. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some hazy sunshine across the area for today. Slight chance for a storm in the afternoon for Bozeman. Otherwise, looking at high temperatures around 100 in Bozeman to about 106 in Billings. For tonight, we're looking at clear skies and some areas of smoke. Temperatures head back down to the mid to upper 60s. More oppressive heat continues Thursday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Well, we had a great message from Tim and Savage on Tuesday's Montana Talks. Ban red meat, ban fracking, ban plastic straws, ban the filibuster. All things Kamala supports, by the way. All in the name of democracy. That was Tuesday's show in part. What are we going to talk about Wednesday? Man, it gets crazier by the day. You tell us what we're going to talk about. The show is called Montana Talks for a reason. We take you statewide Monday through Friday, 9 to 10, right here.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Biscuits and gravy, pork chops, good night. Man, if you were with us in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, we were talking about the Biscuit Basin explosion. The Biscuit Basin explosion in Yellowstone National Park. Surprise blast of rock, water, and steam in Yellowstone. Sends dozens running for safety. Holy biscuits. We've got the full story and more on our Montana Talks website right now. I covered it in depth in the 6 o'clock hour of the show if you missed it. But man, you know, we're talking about Biscuit Basin. Holy biscuits. And then there literally is a geyser in Yellowstone called Pork Chop. There is Pork Chop Geyser. We're talking pork chops. We're talking biscuits. I'll tell you what, Dr. Dale Williams with Billings last night, he's like a genie. You mentioned biscuits and pork chops, he just magically appears.
If you have to have a choice between a pork chop and a biscuit, choose the pork chop.
Choose the pork chop.
The pork chop's got the protein in it. It's a good, healthy protein.
Or better yet, get a good beef steak for your breakfast
now.
You know, but I literally had to do it. It was 6:30. The Fox News update played, and I'm like, okay, I'm eating my protein bar now. I usually try to wait till later in the morning and have a little protein snack, but I'm like, man, all this talk of pork chops and biscuits, I'm eating a protein. Protein bar. So we were talking about this. So because I was chatting with our friend David Noble the other day, and I was talking about how, well, look, here's the deal with, you know, if you're going to have sugar, well, or if you're going to have carbs, well, make sure you pair it with protein because your body freaks out if it only gets the sugar or if it only gets the carbs. So then your body goes into fat storage mode. But you and I, it's great because this is actually exactly what you wanted to talk about today. Yeah. It's not just about counting calories. It's not, for those of you trying to lose weight or maintain your weight, 200 calories of this is different than 200 calories of that. But there's a lot of diet fads out there that put out these myths.
And a lot in the healthcare industry, too. The healthcare industry, a lot of them will say, it's just a matter of calories in versus calories out, which I will admit, that is a big portion of it. You can lose weight as long as you're restricting the number of calories you have. But the way you lose weight makes a huge difference on the choices of the foods you're eating. So 200 calories of a protein bar, there's about 160, 170 calories in a good protein bar, is very different than eating two snack packs of Oreos. You're going to have a very different physiological response in your body. So while it's still the same amount of calories, but what the body does with a protein versus what it does with a sugar is very, very, very different. That sugar that you eat is going to be a fast energy, and you're going to get a big boost of energy from the Oreos, from the snack pack of Oreos. But it's going to be gone within minutes. Within 30 minutes, that energy is burned up and gone. Where on the protein, it's a slow burn. It burns very slow. So it makes a huge difference.
I'm so tempted to do a political analogy right now where what we're seeing with Kamala Harris, she's getting a sugar rush right now. Her presidential campaign is going to get a temporary surge, a temporary sugar rush. But the question is, will that energy last, especially as more of her background comes to light? Whereas like Donald Trump has been a powerful protein-packed slow burn building and building and building. I don't know. I just find that interesting. But
yeah, that's I would go there on that analogy because with Donald Trump's he since 2015, since 2016, he's established what his policies are. And so when the new thing comes around, there's a new look, and you're going to get a bump.
You get that quick sugar rush. You get that quick little baby
bump.
But it
doesn't last, and it's not nutritious.
And that's the same thing with fad diets that are out there. Oh, hey, take this pill or do this. And those things may work for a little bit, may work for a time, but they don't have the staying power and the lasting power. And that's what I've found in over 6 years working with you and your diet coaches now, where I check in once a month. I'm going to do a tune-up here coming up next month before we go to a family wedding after that, and that's the staying power. That's the lifestyle change that really can change your life.
Yeah, and that's what we're really looking for. If there are a lot of fad diets where you can lose weight, you can lose 10 or 5 or 10 or even 15 pounds in a relatively quick period of time with a fad diet. But my question always is, what happens after you stop the fad diet? Is it something that's sustainable and where the weight will stay off? And is it a lifestyle that you develop that keeps that weight off for the rest of your life? And the answer is no. It's a quick hit. It's a sugar hit where you get the energy and then the energy goes away. It's a quick weight loss where the weight comes right back on because you don't develop a lifestyle change.
Yeah, it was funny. Now kids are a little different, I will say, than those of us that start to get into our 30s and then our 40s, right? Like your body just changes it. And so you might be able to eat some things as a kid that you can't necessarily. But it was just kind of funny. I looked at a plate that one of my kids put together, and I was like, holy cow. I was like, okay, so two sandwiches. So there's 100, 200 calories just in the bread alone, 300, 400 calories just in the bread alone. And then you got processed food that's really not even real protein, that healthy of a protein. Whereas if you just had a burger or a steak, or pork chop, if you want, it's still better than all that. And so it's just amazing how, you can think that you're trimming back when you're really not.
So this is something that is really exciting for myself, for the docs that are providers at Billings Last Diet, as well as the diet coaches. And that is when we can help parents understand how nutrition works and how to eat healthy for the rest of your life, because then it extends to the children. And so the reason we have an obesity epidemic is because we've culturally developed this idea that we eat poorly with through our adolescent years and through the adult years, and then it just continues and it becomes generational.
We've got a huge childhood obesity problem in America right now. All right, hey, Doc, stand by. We got a caller on the phone lines that wants to chat with you as well.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. If you're hit by sticker shock at the pharmacy, there's always ways that you can save on your prescription meds. First, try talking to your doctor. If you have trouble affording your medication, ask your physician if there are less pricey drugs or generics that work just as well. And check your health insurance plan for discounts tied to certain pharmacies. Many are inside supermarkets like Kroger, Albertsons, and Publix, and stores like Target and Walmart. Drug prices are lower at preferred pharmacies because insurance companies negotiate prices with them. And if you take medication on a regular basis, get to know your insurance plan's drug formulary. It tells you and your doctor what price category or tier a certain drug is in and what it will cost you out of pocket. This is another good way to compare benefits and cost if you're thinking about switching health insurance plans. And try buying in bulk. If you take daily medications, you might get a big discount when you stock up. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some hazy sunshine across the area for today. Slight chance for a storm in the afternoon for Bozeman. Otherwise, looking at high temperatures around 100 in Bozeman to about 106 in Billings. For tonight, we're looking at clear skies and some areas of smoke. Temperatures head back down to the mid to upper 60s. More oppressive heat continues Thursday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordland.
Yesterday, Northern Livestock Video Auction concluded its summertime classic auction, offering over 116,000 head. Auctioneer Ty Thompson shares the results.
We had some of them little 400-pound calves bring up to 415 to 420. And then some of those calves laying in the high fours to just 500 pounds would bring anywhere from 350 all the way up to 370. And then as you got into the 5.5 weight calves, 325 to 340. You set to those programmed 5.5 weight calves up into the mid 40s. The heifer calves took a good jump. We had a lot of those high 4, low 5 weight heifers from 305 to 320, some of them replacement types up to 330, which is quite a bit better than last month. Yearlings all day today, light 8 weight steers all the way up to 275, 280. Get into the 9 weight steers, they were mostly 245 to 255 with the programmed steers up into the 270s. And the heifers, we had a tremendous amount of heifers, and those low 8 weight heifers would get up into the 250s, and most of the upper 8 and low 9 weight heifers, 238 to 248, would catch the bulk of them. Big demand on big numbers.
Again, that was auctioneer Ty Thompson, who reminds ranchers that the consignment deadline for the Northern Livestock Video Auction early fall preview will be August 2nd, with that sale taking place August 19th and 20th. I'm Wayne Northlund.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Lane Nordland's Farm and Ranch report there reminded me I need to ask Dr. Dale Williams about this. Dr. Dale Williams is with Billings Last Diet. And look, even though it's called Billings Last Diet, you don't have to live in Billings or travel to Billings in order to benefit from Billings Last Diet. They've got a remote option now that is working wonders. You guys have heard the phone calls. We had a listener in Bozeman say he lost 100 pounds on Billings Last Diet, and he's doing it all remotely. We got another caller on the phone lines we're going to get to here. And then right after that, I want to get Dr. Dale Williams' take on this. The Summer Olympics, if you heard this in the Western Ag Network Daybreak Ag Report yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, at the Summer Olympics, they are going to force the athletes to consume less real meat. 60% of the meals served this year for the Olympians bound for Paris, 60% of the meals will be plant-based and vegan. I want to get Dr. Williams' take on that. But first, let's go into the phone lines. Our friend John McCabe in Billings on the phone lines, a great Navy veteran and J&L Industries, great business. John, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thanks, Aaron. Yeah. About weight loss thing here, I heard about the Billings Last Diet and everything. My secretary went on that. She's doing very well with it. I didn't have the time to break away from the business and do all that. So what I did was I kind of looked at other programs, other things, and it comes down to carbs and sugar. And so what I did was 3 months ago, I made a lifestyle change, and I'm going to stay with it. There's no way I'm going to go back. I was 305 pounds 3 months ago. As of yesterday, I'm down to 255. And that's all I did, eliminate carbs and sugar out of my diet to the best of my ability. And the pounds started falling off. I couldn't believe it.
But that's great.
That's the thing is the lifestyle change. You got to get away from all these prepared things in the stores that you can go buy. Look at the ingredients list. How much salt is in them? How much sugar is in them? How many carbohydrates are in them? Our public consumption of food is geared to make people heavy. It's geared to put on fat. Why? I don't know, but it is.
It's the hamster wheel. They want to keep you on that hamster wheel.
Exactly.
And keeps, that's great. Well, John, thanks so much for calling in. I hope you're doing well, my friend. It's great to hear from you. You know, Doc, this kind of goes to the point you were just making. Families will be changed. Your coworkers, they're going to spot it. Like he spotted a change in his coworker. She was going through Billings Last Diet. And she's sharing what she has learned and what's helping her. And so you change whole communities, really.
Education is the key. And that's great. What John is doing is exactly what we're wanting to do with Billings Last Diet, dieters, is to help them realize that the food industry is not interested in the health of the people who are consuming their foods. The food industry is interested in sales. And so we need to realize that we have to take responsibility for understanding what we're putting in our mouth. And that's what John did, is he's recognizing how much sugar is in, how many carbs are in the foods he's consuming, how much sodium's in the food he's consuming, and that makes a huge difference. And if you can do that, if you can capture that education as a family, what happens is that'll be passed on down to your kids. And then we end this obesity epidemic that we have among children as well.
And it's about not just looking better for a beach vacation or trimming down ahead of a wedding. It's about being around for your kids and your grandkids and your employees that depend on you as well, especially for some of these small businesses. You know, and that's another reminder to you too, is that there's a lot of folks out there that, you could do the two things that John just mentioned, eliminate carbs, eliminate sugars, and you could knock off a lot of weight on your own. What I found is, because I would do the same thing. You know, this is the yo-yo, where the yo-yo dieting thing comes in, is that, okay, I get ready to go on a military deployment. I trim down. I'm ready to rock and roll because I'm getting deployed, and then I'm on the deployment. And then I come home and it's like, okay, relax, post-deployment celebration disorder, and then you put it back on. But even when I would trim down, there was still that stubborn weight that it was like just wouldn't come off, unless I'm on a deployment and you're not able to access your refrigerator and everything else. But the point being is that, you can go lose a lot of weight on your own, but then you're going to get to that point where you're like, man, I hit a wall. I hit a plateau. That's where these guys will really help you out, because I realized, I'm not getting enough salt now, because now that I'm not eating all those packaged foods, I don't get enough salt, so I need more salt.
Yeah.
So there's a lot you can learn. Okay, what's your take on this story, Dr. Dale Williams? Well, first off, can you stick around for a few more minutes? Usually, I know we just chat with you for a quick few minutes, but of course, we had a caller want to jump in on the conversation, and I want to get his take on this story. So we'll come back to Dr. Williams after this Fox News update. If you're headed to the Summer Olympics in Paris, you better pack your Montana beef snacks. Did you hear about these absurd restrictions on red meat that the athletes are going to be forced to suffer under? You know they're going to limit your options, too. Oh, yeah, and then there's the whole migrant crime thing in Paris, so have fun with that. Good night.
I'm Therese Crowley. FBI Director Christopher Wray testifies on the Bureau's investigation of the Trump assassination attempt. Fox's Brooke Singman.
Senator Chuck Grassley releasing the body cam video showing Thomas Matthew Crooks dead on the roof just after he opened fire on former President Trump. Crooks' body is seen next to a trail of blood. A Secret Service agent confirming to a local police officer that he did receive a photo of Crooks from a sniper prior to the shooting.
Secret Service is recommending the former president keep his rallies inside. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu speaks before a joint meeting of Congress, with Gaza protesters expected. Tonight, President Biden with an Oval Office address on what lies ahead after dropping his re-election bid. First Lady Jill Biden heading to the Paris Summer Olympics, and Salt Lake City wins its second stint to host the Winter Games 2034. America is listening to Fox News.
All right. Yeah. So if you guys missed it, I've got a report on our Montana Talks website. But Rachel Gable had a great report for the Western Ag Network yesterday, as our friend Russell Nimitz introduced her. He says this: hopefully the Olympians bound for Paris pack their vitamins and their beef sticks, because 60% of the meals served this year to athletes will be plant based and vegan. Dr. Dale Williams, your thoughts?
So you can get protein from plants, but it takes a lot of plant to get the amount of protein that you need. And so the reason beef meat in particular is so valuable for protein intake is because you can get a lot of protein in a smaller quantity. And so a lot of the meat substitute stuff, it is so unhealthy, because in order to make it palatable, they have to add a whole bunch of other stuff that isn't natural. And that's where John was talking about. We need to make sure we get back to the natural foods, not the highly processed foods. And those artificial meats are nothing but ultra processed foods.
Yeah, and that whole efficiency thing. Look, to get into the environmentalist politics here for a second, efficiency matters. They're claiming that, cattle producers, they're awful. The number one industry
when it comes to so-called greenhouse gas emissions is agriculture. So when they are targeting their climate alarmist policies, they are targeting agriculture. They're saying, oh, well, cattle, livestock are so bad for greenhouse gas emissions. And it's like, wait a minute. You have to feed people. You have to feed the world. You have to make sure that they're getting a certain level of protein because that's the healthy thing, right? And it's important for growth and everything else. The cattle industry is enormously efficient about providing the ideal protein you need on a more efficient basis. And that's the difference, that it is much more efficient at delivering the protein you need compared to plant-based alternatives and some of this other lab-grown nonsense.
Yeah, and nature will always win. The more processed the food becomes, the less healthy it becomes. And history has shown that the more that man interferes with the food process, the worse the value of the food becomes. So it might taste better. That's called a hyperpalatable food. That's what the food industry, the research and development industry is how do we make this taste so good that they'll want to eat more and more and more, and it becomes addictive. I mean, that was the sugar industry's goal. And so we just have to go back to the natural foods. And that's what phase three of Billings Last Diet's protocol is. It's your natural foods. It's your whole-based foods that you can eat that you'll enjoy for the rest of your life. That's the goal for the lifestyle.
You'll enjoy. Key word. You're not going to be miserable.
Yes,
you're going to enjoy that steak or that chicken breast. And, you know, you will. I'm telling you. Dr. Dale Williams, great to have you. Thanks for sticking around for a few extra minutes. Get a hold of Billings Last Diet, 294-6751, or go to BillingsLastDiet.com. They got free seminars coming up. And a remote option. If you're in Butte right now, you can benefit from Billings Last Diet, too.
This is Fox on Justice. They're trying to hunt down some of the most dangerous fugitives in the country. But recently, deputy U.S. Marshals throughout the country tracked down some of the most innocent people. Children. Named Operation We Will Find You, Too, it's a nationwide effort to locate some of the 300,000 kids reported missing each year. Deputy U.S. Marshals involved say the children they're looking for out on the streets are at risk for trafficking, exploitation, and drug abuse. So there's a real sense of urgency to find the kids before they disappear for good. In total, U.S. Marshals rescued more than 200 throughout target areas like Phoenix, Arizona, South Florida, Northern California, and Western Michigan. The youngest found was just 5 months old. U.S. Deputy Marshals say after they locate a child, the state places them in a stable and safe environment. And if they run away again, they'll track them down again, whatever it takes to show them that someone cares and their life matters. In Los Angeles, Jeff Paul, Fox News.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. We got phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about here on Montana Talks, I got some messages that have come in on the Montana Talks app as well. David in Boulder, also in regards to Northwestern Energy, they are requesting another rate increase. They are already one of the highest in the state. Good point, David. I hope the PSC takes a very hard look at that and doesn't just rubber stamp a rate increase. Now we know, of course, the reason why Northwestern Energy has had to raise their rates is because, look, we had 16 years of Democrat governors in Montana that we're pushing this Green New Deal nonsense. And by the way, John Tester, he was right there with these Democrat governors. Oh, look at me by the windmill. Hey, look at me. Big windmill. Yay. Yeah, well, no wonder your electricity rates, if you're a Northwestern customer, have skyrocketed. And John Tester and these Democrat governors, they helped to kill Colstrip 1 and 2. Now, John Tester and Joe Biden and his EPA are trying to kill Colstrip 3 and 4. Oh, why do electric rates keep going up? Golly. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder why. I apologize for the extensive dose of sarcasm this morning. But, I mean, give me a break. It is so obvious what a train wreck Kamala Harris and John Tester are. And yet some of you still keep voting for this nonsense. You still keep voting for this nonsense. How bad do things have to get before some of you will wake up? Jay in Billings messaged us. Today's headlines: no electricity and no refunded bank accounts, no health care access, no private insurance, and no more raising or eating beef. No fertilizer, no diesel, no water to irrigate the High Line. The income industries of our state is under a threat of extinction by the left's New Deal. Existential threats? Look no further than Washington, D.C. and their 35 trillion ways to destroy us all. Yeah, Jay, thanks for that message. Yeah, I heard Walt Schweitzer with the Montana Farmers Union. He's the brother of the former Democrat governor, and he's a big Biden lover. Why hasn't Walt Schweitzer said squat? Maybe he has. Maybe I missed it. I doubt it, though. Why hasn't he said squat about Kamala Harris and her anti-red meat policies? I mean, he's been sucking up to Joe Biden for the last 3 years. Like, seriously, Farmers Union members, are you guys not going to say anything about the fact that the Democrat Party was just completely hijacked by Kamala Harris and the Green New Deal? She wants to destroy not just American energy. By the way, they've already been doing a good job at that. She is against red meat consumption. And is the, I know the Farmers Union has always leaned left, but seriously, is Walt Schweitzer going to say anything about Kamala Harris? I heard one of his ads, he was saying, oh, thanks, John Tester and Steve Daines. You know why he did that? He's doing that because, look, he's doing that because he wants you to think that, oh, look, well, I thank Senator Steve Daines for this, too. Oh, well, I... No, that is his way of trying to prop up John Tester. Thanks, John Tester, for helping with High Line Water. John Tester has had ultimate power in Washington, D.C. with his buddy Joe Biden. And yet we had another failure of the St. Mary siphon. And they're not even going to do a temporary replacement until they fix it, a year from now. But again, see, this is what the Democrats want. They want to keep the problem going. And then they'll just throw you breadcrumbs and say, oh, look at what we did. Look at what we did. I mean, it is such a sham. But by the way, which reminds me of another question that I threw out there yesterday. I've got a story on our Montana Talks website right now. So speaking of the St. Mary siphon failure, so I made this point couple of times over the past couple of weeks. The reason they're saying they're not going to replace the High Line, this important High Line infrastructure on a temporary basis, well, it's too expensive. See, it'd be $5 million and then it'd be another $20,000 a day to operate the system. I know, sounds like a lot of money, but then again, it's the lifeline to the entire High Line. It is the lifeline to agricultural communities that span a terrain the size of going from Chicago to Washington, D.C. That's how big that chunk of terrain practically is. They feed the world. They're that important. You know, Mike Mansfield, the former Democrat Senate Majority Leader, said, don't forget the High Line. John Tester says, forget the High Line. I can just give them some breadcrumbs and there'll be enough gullible people to say, oh, thanks. Thanks for the breadcrumbs, John. Why are we in this position? Because of John Tester's failures. He's given all this money to all these other countries. He's given all this money to all these illegal aliens. But when it comes to you, breadcrumbs. And then we heard from Linda in Billings, this Military Times story. The VA says benefit payments are at risk because there's a projected $15 billion budget shortfall. Don't worry, veterans. John Tester sent your money to illegal aliens, just like he's using VA workers to process health care claims for illegal aliens. But the other story that I want to get to, so my point about the St. Mary siphon failure was they're saying, well, it's too expensive to do a temporary replacement because the temporary replacement would cost $20,000 a day. Well, for Pete's sake, the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, John Tester regime spends $500,000 a day on one migrant shelter on the southern border alone. But you're saying $20,000 for the lifeline to the High Line is too much? That is what is happening in John Tester's America. Which brought up another question. Think about it. So all this money is going to all these illegal aliens. All this money is going to all these other countries. Over the weekend, back to infrastructure here. Over the weekend, my wife and I went for a nice hike. And we went for a nice hike up to Woodbine Falls near Nye, Montana. Now, in order to reach the falls, you have to cross a small section of the creek, and thankfully there was low water, so it's risky but not that risky, right? You have to either walk or climb over a log spanning the creek in order to get to up to where you can see the falls. Because the bridge is out. There used to be a bridge there, but the bridge got washed out by the floods 2 years ago, right? Okay. So I then, you know, wrote a nice story about, hey, look at this hike we did, and here's how you can make it, but be careful if you do the hike. Well, then after sharing that story over the weekend, I read the latest news update about the tragic story of a missing Montana State University student. And I was aware of this story after he went missing back on July 12th. This is a student who was hiking up the East Rosebud, which is, further away from where Woodbine is at, right? But how would I describe it? Two drainages away, three drainages away, but it's totally separate canyon. But anyway, I read over the weekend that he went missing after falling into the water while attempting to cross the river. There used to be a bridge right there in that very spot, but it got wiped out in the massive floods 2 years ago. And so now, so kind of like Woodbine Falls, except for more water, more risk at this East Rosebud location, there was a log spanning that river. He slipped off the log into the river and has been missing now. Tragic story, right? And after I read that tragic update, I just got to thinking. I was like, well, wait a minute. I said, this young man apparently appears to have lost his life after crossing where there used to be a bridge 2 years ago. I said, man, we were just up at Woodbine. There used to be a bridge there 2 years ago. 2 years later, and these simple trail bridges haven't been replaced? And again, we've got all the money in the world for all of these other countries. We've got all the money in the world for illegal aliens to get health care, this, blah, with migrant shelters. But we can't replace some simple trails, bridges in a faster timeline. Anyway, I reached out to the Forest Service. I got a response. I'll share that next.
Hey, mate. Tell our listeners why we, the Kiwi Brothers, are in America.
To spread our zespri Kiwi obsession.
And to be famous.
Well, our dedicated growers back home are the famous ones.
Right, right. Of course.
They grow our sweet
and juicy
kiwi to perfection. Zespri Kiwis in
America. Still think that song can make us famous, though.
Zespri Kiwi Fruit.
Taste the obsession.
Fox News commentary.
VP Kamala Harris has raised tens of millions of dollars since her boss dropped out of the race, but money won't be enough. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics. How much do you know? Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
Since Joe Biden ended his re-election bid over the weekend, VP Harris has become the presumptive favorite to replace him as the Democrat presidential nominee. Or is she? Folks, I don't buy it. Until about maybe a week and a half ago, no prominent Democrats or media pundits were even floating her name as the preferred replacement. This is all a brand new notion, and I'd argue a fleeting one. All she has is the abortion issue and her own identity politics. She doesn't poll well, she doesn't appeal to Rust Belt swing states, and her stage presence is arguably worse than Joe's. Even after garnering endorsements from hundreds of Democrats, she didn't even find it fitting to promptly give a formal speech, hold a press conference, or take a single question? Kamala will flame out in a week or two, and I maintain she will not be the last one standing in the end. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. It's been 10 days since a would-be assassin nearly killed former President Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania rally, and in the process killed one rally attendee and wounded two others. And when U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle sat through a congressional grilling on Monday, failing to answer questions on agents' readiness and when agents noticed the gunman, certain members of Congress took the opportunity to criticize the firearm used to try killing a president. Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin.
We have to find the courage and resolve to pass a ban on the AR-15 and other assault weapons.
The gunman used a semi-automatic rifle, but it should be known that someone shooting even a bolt-action hunting rifle like a .30-06 would have been able to make that shot. That suggests the firearm used may not really have been a cause. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Fitfo, figure it the you-know-what out. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I got to meet some great guys at a cigar lounge in Bozeman a while back, and one of the guys came up with a really cool Montana business idea. You know those green ammo cans? He has created an ammo can humidor for cigars. Custom painted, custom designed.
1944 Grand Avenue in Billings.
Trust you'll always get more coin from Artie's Coins.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, it's going to be Unwoke Wednesday here in just a few minutes. Normally, John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, joins us every Tuesday on the show. But he said, hey, Aaron, I'm traveling this week. Can I join you on Wednesday instead? Let's do Wednesday. That sounds great. And, he's still traveling because, you've got Pete Buttigieg overseeing the failures in our transportation system as Joe Biden's transportation director. And that's who Missoula Democrats. And remember, Missoula Democrats run the Democrat Party now. Butte Democrats, you guys are more like Republicans. Why would they let you run the party? They'll give you some figurehead positions, but no, it's the Missoula Democrats who run. They want Pete Buttigieg to be Kamala Harris's running mate. Oh, man. One guy jumps out of the clown car. Ooh, give that guy the wheel. Give her the wheel. Of this clown show back in Washington, D.C. right now. Let's see. Tim in Billings made a really good point here. Maybe we should be asking John Tester what the Democrat hero Mike Mansfield would be saying about them. This is a really good point here by Tim in Billings. Mike Mansfield would say, don't forget the high line. Tim in Billings says, you know what John Tester's doing? Leaving the high line high and dry. Wow. And that's not just figurative either, is it, Tim? Thanks for that message. Let's see here. Okay. So I was telling you, hey, we got all this money in the world for illegal aliens and all these other countries. We're $35 trillion in debt. They spent all this money on infrastructure. So why is the infrastructure still crumbling? I mean, something as simple as a trail bridge
A young man lost his life, the East Rosebud, apparently, just a tragic story. And it's just like, why is this taking so long? Now, I don't blame local Forest Service officials on the ground here in Montana. It's typical Washington, D.C. bureaucracy, right, and resourcing and everything. I'm sure our local officials here are doing everything, and they wish that it could be done faster as well. This is, again, where I think, Donald Trump, the developer, could be so great for this country once again. Just get it done. Cut this red tape. Do it. Let's get it going. I mean, I'm sure there's even some volunteers who would go out there to get these trail bridges back up and running. But I did ask the question, why have these trail bridges still not been replaced 2 years later, especially now that a young man appears to have tragically lost his life? So I reached out to the Custer-Gallatin National Forest, and I got a full response back. By the way, big thanks to Amy Haas, the Beartooth District Ranger for the Custer-Gallatin National Forest. Amy sent me a full response back. Look, here's what happened. Because we all know how massive those floods were back in 2022. And so, she sent me a full response back. Hey, here's what's been repaired after everything that was wiped out in 2022. Here's what's been repaired so far. Here's what we had to prioritize initially. Here's what's happening right now. And then here's what should happen by 2025, by next year. And so, anyway, full response, you can check it out, montanatalks.com. We've got that full response posted for you right there. But so it's always great that if we have a question, we have folks like this district ranger who are willing to respond, because so often folks in government just don't even think they have to respond. So we appreciate that response there. All right, the most unwoke hour of the week, Unwoke Wednesday. John Jackson will join us coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Let's see. So that's coming up. Man, we're already out of it. Holy cow, the time is just flying by this morning. Tomorrow, I will be in Kalispell for the Governor's Cup, the Montana Chamber of Commerce. I'll be live from 8 to 10. Our good friend David Noble, you're going to love it. He's going to be here covering down from 6 to 8 for the early morning hour. So that's going to be a great show for you tomorrow as well. And then I'll be live at 8 from Kalispell.
Democracy 2024.
Vice President Kamala Harris telling a Milwaukee crowd her presidential campaign will focus on freedom and the future.
So all of this is to say, building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency.
Discussing affordable health care, child care, and paid family leave.
When our middle class is strong, America is strong.
Saying Republicans and former President Trump are focused on taking the country backward.
But we are not going back.
Harris also vowing to tackle gun violence, to roll out an assault weapons ban, and to restore reproductive freedoms, and calling it her great honor to have President Biden's endorsement in the race days after he stepped down from his re-election bid. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.